Good morning. I remember watching a documentary about Princess Diana. It came to the conclusion that she had had quite a tough life in many ways and was ill-prepared for most of it. The documentary said that she was a battler and a person who followed her heart more than her head. She made mistakes and had to learn the hard way while being the world's most public figure. She suffered depressions and eating disorders as reactions to her ongoing stresses. However, she learned quickly and battled bravely. Just before she died so tragically in her mid-30s, she seemed to have reached her happiest and most contented state ever. She said that herself. Other folk confirmed the fact that she had bounced back and broken through to discover herself. Friends said that they had never seen her so happy, rounded, mature, and together. The buffeted young girl was now a grown woman. Life is tough. We're just beginning to get the hang of the game when our shot is up. But before she tragically died, Diana had outgrown many of her problems. There is the thought for the day. Often we're stuck with our problems. They're not going to go away, nor even shrink a bit. But that does not matter if we can outgrow them. If we just keep on growing, little by little, it's only a matter of time before we outgrow the difficulties. Our personal growth, or our group's growth, is the solution to our problems. But how can we keep on growing? Follow Jesus' example, enlist his help, become more and more Christ-like. It will involve never boxing ourselves in by saying, I can't, I won't, it's not my style, it's not for the likes of me. And positively, it involves saying, yes. Yes to going forward at the crossroads of life.